Welcome back to Productivity Unleashed. It's that time again to dive deep into the world of productivity and uncover the secrets to achieving more in less time. My name is Sean, and I am your host. In each episode of this podcast, we're on a mission to equip you with the latest productivity hacks, the most effective tools, and the proven strategies that will empower you to take control of your time and skyrocket your productivity. Whether you're looking to boost your work output, streamline your daily routines, or simply find a better balance in life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and prepare to soak up some productivity wisdom. Are you ready? Let's jump right into today's episode. As the new year dawns, it presents not just a fresh canvas, but also an exhilarating opportunity to redefine productivity. With 2024 on the horizon, you might be contemplating how to make this year truly stand out. This podcast episode is your guide to not just boosting productivity, but also crushing goals in the new year. Packed with a myriad of tips, tricks, and strategies, it's designed to help you rev up your productivity engine, seize opportunities, and triumph over those elusive goals. The new year is like a blank notebook, full of potential and ready for your unique story. But before diving into the hustle and bustle, you must prepare for the stage. Here's where you start. 1. Declutter your space. It's a cliche for a reason. A cluttered workspace can lead to a cluttered mind. So declutter your desk, tidy up your digital files, and create an environment that fosters focus. 2. Reflect on the past year. Take a moment to ponder the highs and lows of the past year. What did you accomplish, and what fell by the wayside? Reflecting on your experiences can help you set more realistic goals for the year ahead. 3. Set smart goals. Goals are the compass that guides your journey. Ensure your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This is called the SMART methodology. It's a surefire way to avoid the vague resolutions that often fizzle out. 4. Prioritize. Not all goals are created equal. Identify your top priorities for the year. What deserves the lion's share of your time and energy? Taming the procrastination dragon. Procrastination, the ever-present temptation that threatens to derail your productivity for the new year. But worry not, there are ways to slay this dragon. Time management 101. Time management is the secret weapon in the arsenal of highly productive people. Here's how to wield it effectively. Use the Pomodoro technique. Work for 25 minutes, then take a 5-minute break. Rinse and repeat. This technique harnesses the power of focus bursts, helping you stay on track and maintain energy. Leverage technology. There's an app for everything, including time management. Tools like Notion, Todoist, and Asana can help you organize tasks and track progress. At the end of this episode, I will mention my Notion template, which you can use today. Avoid multitasking. Contrary to popular belief, juggling multiple tasks simultaneously doesn't make you more productive. It can lead to decreased efficiency and increased stress. Focus on one task at a time. Overcoming procrastination. Procrastination can sneak up on you, but with these strategies, you can stay one step ahead. 1. Eat the frog first. Tackle your most challenging task early. Once it's done, you'll have a sense of accomplishment that propels you forward. 2. Break it down. Large projects can be overwhelming. Break them into smaller, more manageable chunks. It's easier to tackle a puzzle one piece at a time. 3. Accountability partner. Share your goals with a friend or colleague. Having someone to check in with can motivate you to stay on track. The art of saying no. One common pitfall in the quest for increased productivity is the inability to say no. Sometimes you need to discern where you invest your time and energy. The power of no. Saying no is not a sign of weakness. It's a declaration of priorities. Set boundaries, define your limits, and communicate them. It's okay to decline requests or commitments that don't align with your goals. Learn to delegate. You don't have to do it all. Delegate tasks when possible, whether at work or in your personal life. It frees up time for what truly matters. Time audit. Periodically assess how you're spending your time. Are there activities that don't contribute to your productivity for the new year or align with your goals? Cut them loose. The importance of self-care. In pursuing productivity, it's crucial not to neglect your well-being. Burnout is the enemy of long-term success, mind and body harmony. A productive life is a balanced life. Here's how to nurture both your mental and physical well-being. 1. Exercise regularly. Physical activity isn't just for physical health. It boosts your mood, increases energy levels, and enhances cognitive function, all essential for productivity. 2. Prioritize sleep. Adequate rest is non-negotiable. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night to recharge your brain and body. 3. Practice mindfulness. Meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few moments of quiet reflection can reduce stress and enhance focus. If I am being honest with you, exercising and mindfulness are my weaknesses, and I need to take my own advice here. As we approach 2024, remember that productivity isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters most. By decluttering your space, managing your time wisely, and learning the art of saying no, you can pave the way for a year of success and fulfillment. So embrace the clean slate, set your SMART goals, and make 2024 the year you elevate your productivity and begin crushing goals. The opportunity is yours for the taking. And there you have it, your roadmap to productivity for the new year. Now, go forth and conquer. But hold on, I have one more thing to share with you. To kickstart your productivity journey, check out the Notion template I created. I call it Atlas. This Notion template will help you tackle everything we have discussed and much more. You can find more information about it along with why it's named Atlas on my website, shahneman.com. Thank you for tuning in, folks. Get ready to embark on our journey towards productivity excellence.